This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT, how about Big Blue yesterday shocking the world and doing so with a dominant performance on the road? You know what you see the difference between the two teams? Mm-hmm. You watch Jets play at 9:30 and you're like, Jesus, this team, I mean, they just look like a mess. And then you watch what a well-coached football team looks like, even without their superstar and Malik Nabers, somehow able to go on the road and beat a team that is more talented on paper than they were. That is coaching, that is game plan, and that is execution. Daniel Jones was great, but what a dominant performance from the Brian Daboll-led Giants yesterday.
That was eye-opening. As a matter of fact, it was stunning. And, you know, you do the Jet-Giant comparison. I don't know this for a fact. I strongly surmise this, just the way my perception of Saleh. But the opposite of Daboll. Can you imagine Robert Saleh? Like, for the most part, the Giants, they, and the stats back this up, they were dominating that first half, right, even though it was 10-10 at that point. Yeah. Daboll comes in during halftime. Dexter Lawrence talked about this after the game. Instead of being, hey, guys, we're right there, he lit them up. He's like, no, we should be up more. We should be up.
Right.
We're playing better. Let's go. I can never envision Robert Saleh doing that to a locker room. Now, forget about Saleh for a moment. Back to the Giants. That was, to me, stunning. When we knew that Nabers was out and we surmised he would not play all week, and unfortunately we were right, Singletary out, you see Tyrone Tracy get involved, you finally see Theo Johnson involved in the passing game, you had seven sacks, which suddenly the Giants are destroying quarterbacks, not a stunner, we thought that would be their strength this year. Dexter Lawrence was great, Deontay Banks really handled DK Metcalf, and to possess the football for 37, 38 minutes in that venue and be poised and play a buttoned-up game the way they did. Honestly, you shouldn't be stunned in the NFL because they're all pros and they're all capable of doing it, but I'm still borderline stunned that they played the way they did and won that game.
And in sports, especially with the week that the Mets have had, we should expect the unexpected. That's the beauty of sport. And I love looking for a unique way to be like, I know they're 7-point underdogs, but still, that game going in, based off of what we saw from the Giants, even Thursday night against the Cowboys or, you know, the Washington game, whatever, and really Seattle as well. I think it's more of a knock on Seattle in addition to what the Giants did yesterday too. But you're thinking, man, how the hell could you make a case for this Giants team to win? But they showed you how, and maybe we shouldn't be that surprised. A well orchestrated game plan. By the one thing the Giants have done consistently this year is drive the football. They haven't always finished, but they've been able to drive the football. Ball control, control the TOP. And when you do that, you're shortening the game. You're limiting to the damage that the offense can do to you. Then you're asking less of your defense to go out there and have fewer stops to get the ball back. Daniel Jones was brilliant in this game. This was a 2022-type performance. He even connected on a deep ball. Slayton, I know, missed a dropsies. He was good yesterday. Yeah, so the Giants had everything work. And by the way, it wasn't even like they played a clean, perfect game. Obviously, right out of the gate, huge drive, fumble, return the other way, and you're thinking, man, can it get any worse? They come back and still win that game, but it just goes to show you, BT, what you can do with a smart coach who knows how to utilize what he has, whether it's offensive, defensive, whatever. That, to me, was on Brian Daboll. Now, the guys did their jobs, but that was a Brian Daboll win yesterday.
And he holds him accountable. And he really has from minute one, that Tennessee Titans game, you know, a couple of years ago when he lit up Daniel Jones. Now, we've had a lot of discussions about Daboll. Some of it morphed into job security, whether it's right or wrong. I think yesterday was a reminder the Giants do have the right guy. I was always worried about his personality overwhelming his football acumen, his coaching abilities, which I think are very high. And the Giants are a kicker or a couple of plays away from being 3-0 on the road.
And by the way,
they should have won the Commanders. They beat the Browns. They won yesterday.
And by the way, think of the teams that they lost to. Undefeated Vikings.
Yeah.
Commanders taking a league by storm all of a sudden.
Yeah, 4-1.
And Dallas, like, okay, that's a game that you should have won. But yeah. I mean, think about their losses. Giants are not as bad as people thought. And to a point where even I was high on the Giants, I took the over 6.5, but I didn't expect what we saw yesterday to be the case. You figured they could win some games with Daniel Jones, sure. But without Neighbors, without their top running back, they again showed you their game plan. I think the most important thing, and I thought they would be good defensively coming into the year.
I think we all thought that would be their call.
Correct,
card.
Right. We said it literally before Pass the rush. Year. We said, what's going to be their identity? Well, it should be their defense. Okay, so fair enough there. But the fact that they drive the ball the way that they did, and notice what they did yesterday, too, without Neighbors, well, how'd they make up for it? Daniel Jones ran a lot more.
Yeah.
It's something that I thought they had to do against the Cowboys on Thursday night to get that win. They didn't for whatever reason. Now, maybe when Neighbors comes back, they don't run Jones as much, but he ran the football a lot more. Hey, they know what they're doing. And unfortunately for them, it hasn't resulted in as many wins as maybe they should have, but they know what they're doing. And maybe this could be a team that could get 8-9 wins if everything goes right.
And you took, now that's down the road, but I'll give you a little snippet here. I mean, the next game the Giants have is a Sunday night game, the Bengals. So
yeah,
that's at home. Now, you tell me the Bengals aren't beatable? I mean, you know, I don't know that I quite have the confidence in the Giants yet to start saying I expect them to do certain things, but I think what some of us probably should have learned yesterday, maybe to increase the possibility that they could do things. Like now, you know, you find a way to beat the Bengals, you're 3-3, you're in the mix.
It's been the exact opposite of the Jets. The Jets 2-3 through 5 weeks, terribly disappointing. Giants 2-3 through 5 weeks, very encouraging. Justin is in Dobbs Ferry. What's up, Justin?
Hey, great win yesterday. We really, you know, lucked out on that. Usually that happens to the Giants, you know, something like that, a blocked field goal at the end of the game. But, you know, thanks to Geno Smith, you know, sliding early and not getting that first down and, you know, doing the typical Giant mistakes. But the one thing about Dable at the first half, I mean, they had three timeouts. It was like 3rd and 6. It's like, and then, you know, you got to call, you know, use a timeout and get a good play, get the guys ready for a play that could get a first down so they don't come back and score, you know, a field goal, you know. It's just little things like that could have cost us, you know, the game at the end.
Yeah, but you're nitpicking there, Justin, and thank you for the call. And you're right. Like, and to BT's point, there's no way that game should be 10-10 going to the half. The Giants dominated the game every step of the way, and yet they found themselves tied. Should have been up big. Now, who knows, you want to say bad call on that first drive that should have been 7-0 Giants. Instead, you go the other way and 7-0 Seattle. I don't care. They were able to overcome it on the road against a team that everybody thought was better. The odds makers said they were better. Seattle's been impressive all year. You don't have Malik Neighbors. I don't care that it took a blocked field goal. They won the game, and they did so in a physically dominant way. When you control, that's what's lacking from the Jets. When you control the line of scrimmage like that, offensively and defensively, you can do a lot of damage. Look, that's how – I know it's kind of old school, run the football, possess the football, shorten the game. That, to me, is how you win, especially if you don't have – the explosive talent or a quarterback that is a top echelon quarterback in a league.
And they did it in the toughest venue. Now, Hoff was out there. Hoff is part of the Giants broadcast team, and our guy rolled in at like 3:30 this morning with the team on the charter. Hoff, can you just quickly, because I want to get back to the calls here. Is Hoff on the phone? Can you, you know, we always talk about Seattle's venue. You were actually there. You heard it. I mean, how wild is that place? Is it for a visitor?
Oh, it's the loudest place I've ever heard in my life.
It's crazy, right?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
What are you eating, Hoff?
Yeah, what is
it? Seems like something in your mouth there.
What?
Twizzlers.
Twizzlers? I love Twizzlers.
That's all I had right now.
10:53 in the morning.
I love Twizzlers.
Stole from the plane. That's all I have.
10:50. It's what?
But they didn't feed you coming back?
I just told you that we were going. I want to go out for breakfast or something like that.
You did say we want to get some food.
Wait, they didn't feed you on the plane coming back?
No, I ate well. I just, this morning when I woke up at like 9.
He's grinding today, this guy.